Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Communities of fish are linked together by complex food webs, meaning who eats who as they go up the food chain. But human use of rivers and lakes can dramatically alter these delicate predator-prey relationships. For aquatic scientist Dr. Joe Rasmussen at the University of Lethbridge, a good illustration of the effect is a weir built on the Old Man River in southern Alberta.
As the river starts to warm up in the summer, some of the species above the weir, like the Rocky Mountain whitefish, will start to move up to try to stay with the colder water. But instead of being replaced by the species like the gold eye or the moon eye, which are the warmer water species that would move in to replace it as the river warms up, we find that that's not happening because they're being blocked by the weir. So these species tend not to want to go up the fish ladder, and so we end up with mountain whitefish living well above their preferred temperature above the weir, because they're the competitors that would be moving up to make life miserable for them aren't showing up.
Dr. Joe Rasmussen's research points to increased dewatering of rivers from irrigation and climate change as further stressors on aquatic food webs. Thanks today to the University of Lethbridge. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.